Reading the Word, being to receive the Lord's Word as food. Prayer is to breathe in the Lord's Spirit, and reading is to receive the Lord as the Word. The Lord as the Word is our food. Man does not live by bread alone, because he is not composed of only a body. Within man, there is also a spirit. The physical body requires physical food, but man's spirit requires a different type of food. Physical food is not enough to make man live. Hence, the Lord says that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. All the words that proceed out through the mouth of God are man's spiritual food. For this reason, the prophet Jeremiah says, "Your words were found, and I ate them." Reading the Word with an attitude of eating and drinking God. Our attitude should be that the Bible is our food. The Bible is a book of food. When we read the Bible, we should eat this food. Whenever we read the Word, we should have the attitude that we are coming to eat and drink God. If our motive is merely to study truths, analyze teachings, or understand doctrines, we are not eating and drinking God, and the Bible is a book of doctrines and teachings to us. We must have a change in concept to see that the Bible is not a book of God's teaching or truth. It is God's food for us. If our view changes and we consider the Bible to be God's expression and is breathing out, the Bible will be a different book to us. We will realize that since God is food to man, the Bible, as his breathed out word, must also be food to man. When we come to the Bible, we must eat and drink God as our food. We must breathe in God himself and enjoy him. If we read the Bible this way, it will no longer be a book of teachings, commandments, truths, or doctrines. Instead, it will be God's embodiment, unveiling, expression, and exhaling. It will also be our rich food. We will receive nourishment, supply, and life from every word. From How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, Chapter 13, pages 153 through 154.